Last week, a federal judge ruled that police stopping innocent people outside private apartment buildings in the Bronx is unconstitutional and ordered the NYPD to end the practice. The injunction was issued as part of an ongoing class action lawsuit filed almost a year ago challenging the stop-and-frisk program. Judge Shira Scheindlin found that the NYPD has known for years that officers routinely violate constitutional rights through the Clean Halls program, which allows landlords to give police blanket access to patrol inside private apartment buildings. Tonight in Harlem, City Council member Melissa Mark Viverito, the Bronx Defenders, and other organizations are hosting a protest and town hall meeting on stop and frisk and other discriminatory NYPD practices. Kate Rubin, director of policy at Bronx Defenders, says in 2011 there were more stop and frisk encounters with police in East Harlem than in any other part of Manhattan.
So that's 17,000 people just in the 23rd precinct who were stopped and frisked by the NYPD in that year.
There was a recent court ruling that the NYPD was in violation of the Constitution with its Clean Halls program in the Bronx. That just applied in the Bronx. Is there a similar effort to bring that ruling to bear in Harlem?
So we brought that lawsuit, Ligon versus the City of New York, along with the New York Civil Liberties Union and Latino Justice. All three organizations are part of Communities United for Police Reform. And there's sort of two pieces. We filed that lawsuit this spring, and we immediately filed a motion for preliminary injunction. And the preliminary injunction was, as you said, only for the Bronx and only covering stops outside of buildings enrolled in the Clean Halls program. So when the judge on Judge Scheindlin last week ruled and granted the preliminary injunction, that only covers the Bronx. However, the case is actually a citywide case. The case alleges that the NYPD is violating the rights of people, tenants of Clean Halls buildings, and their guests and family members all through the city. So as that case progresses and continues, she's going to eventually rule on the constitutionality of the practice throughout the city, but the preliminary injunction only applies to the Bronx. That said, I think that the ruling itself has just added to this incredible momentum citywide on this issue, calling for an end to it. So even though the court ruling itself doesn't bear on East Harlem, we're hopeful that Commissioner Kelly and Mayor Bloomberg are hearing the message that this practice is not constitutional and New Yorkers are tired of it.
How does this ruling get expanded? What would be the process from this point forward with this particular lawsuit?
The preliminary injunction won't be expanded. We only filed for a preliminary injunction for the Bronx. Our plaintiffs and we as their lawyers said, this practice is so wrong. It violates people's rights at such an extreme level that it can't wait for the long process that federal court cases take, the months and sometimes years that it takes to depose all the witnesses and get to the bottom of the facts. People can't wait that long for this to stop in the Bronx because it's so extreme. And so the preliminary injunction is just the judge saying, you have to stop this practice now during the course of the case. The next phase is that she'll actually, over time, through motions and briefing and depositions, and then eventually if the city doesn't want to settle a trial, she'll decide on the facts of the case, and then she'll make an ultimate ruling, and also she'll presumably make a ruling about what the NYPD needs to do to remedy the situation citywide. But that could be a long way off, depending on how the lawsuit goes. So in the meantime, this preliminary injunction will apply to the Bronx, unless if it gets appealed and if the Second Circuit decides to stay her injunction, then that will reverse it for now.
Is there any indication as to whether or not the NYPD is going to adhere to this injunction so far?
We brought a lawsuit against the NYPD years ago to stop the unconstitutional practice of arresting people for loitering, and they were continuing to arrest people under statutes that had been struck down as unconstitutional and protected by the First Amendment decades before. We brought that lawsuit. The judge ordered the NYPD to stop doing it. They continued doing it. And eventually we won a contempt motion against the NYPD in federal court for continuing the practice after they've been ordered to stop. So they don't have a strong record of complying with these orders. However, on the other hand, we know that a lot of people are watching. The judge is watching, and at this point, I think all of New York City is watching. And in that sense, I think that this situation is going to be different and the stops are going to go down. Since we launched the campaign last February, stop and frisks have gone down for the first time since they started tracking the numbers and reporting them to the public. So somebody is paying attention.
Considering the NYPD's past practice of ignoring adverse rulings in this regard, would the judge consider appointing a special master or maintaining continuing oversight over the NYPD's compliance regarding any rulings about stop and frisk?
We certainly hope that she'll consider it, absolutely. She'll make the final decision, but we certainly hope so. And it's not just this case. Floyd versus City of New York has a trial starting March 11th, and that is a lawsuit that covers all stop and frisk practices citywide and argues that they violate the constitutional rights of New Yorkers and that they're flawed by deep racial bias because the stops are so discriminatory. That case was filed years ago and is now going to trial in March, and one of the real hopes is that the judge in the Floyd case will appoint a court monitor for NYPD going forward on these practices.
You have a town hall meeting in protest tonight in East Harlem at the Taino Towers. What do you hope to be able to accomplish?
The town hall meeting is organized by us, Picture the Homeless, and the Justice Committee. All three of our organizations do grassroots organizing to protest discriminatory policing, and we all work uptown and in the Bronx, and so we've gotten together over the past year to do a series of events. We did one in the Bronx in August. We have this one in East Harlem. There'll be at least one more event in the Bronx in the spring, possibly others. And the point of all of them is really to get the word out, let people know that this movement is happening, engage more people, and engage people in all the different pieces of the campaign. So the campaign includes litigation. It includes legislation. So we're asking people to call their council members and make sure their council members support the Community Safety Act. It includes empowering community members to hold police accountable in day-to-day interactions and making sure people have information about their rights. So the event is really a chance to let people know about all of that work that's happening, get people excited about it, mobilize more people to be part of this fight, get them signed up. And also the second part of it is a speak out. So it's also an opportunity for people to make their voices heard about what they've been experiencing with NYPD.
Kate Rubin is director of policy at Bronx Defenders. Tonight's town hall meeting and speak out starts at 6:30 in the Crystal Room at Taino Towers at 240 East 123rd Street at 2nd Avenue. More information about the lawsuit against Stop and Frisk and other activities is available on the Bronx Defenders website at www.bronxdefenders.org.